Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Ramirez. Batting third. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting seventh. The DH, Zach Walters. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tyler Holt. Batting ninth. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Yalmer Sanchez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Danks. And now, play ball. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bourne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Diaza, who is chasing the ball. Bourne reaches third base with a triple. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bourne scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Michael Brantley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eaton moves to second. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Abreu hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Eaton moves to third. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Perez and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Aviles hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tyler Holt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers strikes out. Two outs. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bourne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Eaton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The ball gets by Perez. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 1 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eaton scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0 for 1 in the game. Aviles hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walters out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Holt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bourne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaza hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Eaton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eaton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to third. One out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santana hits a line drive towards the mound. Danks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kipnis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aviles is 0 for 2 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kipnis moves to third. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abreu is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Abreu hits a line drive into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ronald Belisario now pitching. Chris Dickerson pinch hits for Tyler Holt. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dickerson strikes out. One out. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bourne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bourne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to second. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sanchez fields it and throws to second for the out. Perez moves to third. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brantley is 0 for 3 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Daniel Webb now pitching. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brantley. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Brantley steals second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kipnis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kipnis hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Dickerson now playing right field. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillespie for the out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Rzepczynski now pitching. Dion Vecido pinch hits for Alejandro Diaz. Dion Vecido batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vecido hits a line drive into right field. Dickerson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dion Vecido now playing left field. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Aviles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walters for the out. Two outs. Chris Dickerson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dickerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Carlos Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sanchez is 0-2 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Eaton is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Eaton hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Abreu is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Abreu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles juggles the ball. That's an error on Aviles. Ramirez moves to second. Cody Allen now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dunn is 0-3 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Abreu moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Lourie Garcia pinch runs for Adam Dunn. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Garcia. The throw from Perez and he is safe. Garcia steals second. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Garcia is 0-3 in the game. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Kletko now pitching. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Perez is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bourne is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bourne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eaton who is chasing the ball. Bourne reaches third base with a triple. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gillespie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Brantley is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley is walked intentionally. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0-1. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Brantley moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santana is 0-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Santana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gillespie is 0-3 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Flowers is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Flowers strikes out. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vecido is 0-1 in the game. Vecido strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.